management in softball. I moved up. I became a soda dispenser. I didn't say soda jerk because I didn't like that term. I was a soda dispenser at Auden's Pharmacy, which was on the corner of Main and Washington Street, which many of you, I'm sure, will remember. I worked there for a year or two, and in my senior year in high school, 1946, I graduated. I was 3 years old. Anyway, I graduated in 1946, and I took my first job in a leather plant right up the street here off of Linfield Street. There was a tannery called Universal Tanning. That Universal Tanning belonged to Meyer Kirstein, a brother of Dave Kirstein. They were there a few years, and then they left and opened up Heartland, Maine. And they became Heartland Tanning Company. But after the first year, when I graduated high school, I went to a business school in Cambridge. And in the summer times, I went to work at Kirstein Leather, which was on a corner of Walnut, and it eludes me.
Oh, Wallace,
was it
Fountain? Wallace and back across from Zelotus is that street there. Going up the hill.
Howley.
What is it?
No, Howley was on the side.
I think Calliope.
I don't think so, but no, whatever.
That's no, it's Howley.
And the reason I went there is when my last year working at Harry Ordman in pharmacy, Dave Kirstein came in. Now, my dad was working for him, so I knew him a little bit. He said, "Donald, where are you going to college?" I said, "I'm going to business school." "Why don't you go be a chemist?" I said, "What am I going to be a chemist for?" He says, "You go to a technical school, and when you come out, I'll give you a good job." I said, "Okay." So I got a business degree, and I read that at the time was Lowell Textile Institute in Lowell, Mass., that they were opening up a leather course for a Bachelor of Science degree, and they changed the name to Lowell Technological Institute, which later, now, is University of Massachusetts Lowell. So I went, and I was the first student to enroll in a leather course at Lowell. Hmm. And it was a tough course, all chemistry, and a lot of engineering and so forth. They even brought a gentleman who had retired from A.C. Lawrence, an old tanner, Mr. White. He used to live up on Gardner Street. They brought him up there as a teacher. In addition to that, they had regular professors doing chemistries, and he took every kind of chemistry in the world. And the only problem was, I was supposed to graduate in 1952. I got married that year, and then they tell me that they haven't got enough credits in that course. I'd have to stay another year and do a thesis. So I had no choice, so I stayed another year, and I graduated in 1953 after doing a thesis. And I became the first, this is very important, the first leather engineer with a Bachelor of Science degree in the United States. Now hang that on your wall, and that's about all it's worth. But anyway, it was, my folks were very pleased. And kept to his word, Dave Kirstein gave me the job for summers. And what did I do? I started off in the hide house. It was a little older in the hide house, if any of you remember what hides are like. Not only that, I think at the time I must have been 5'3" and probably weighed 130 pounds. And these truckloads and carloads of hides were coming and weighing anywhere from 50 to 75 pounds. And my job to start off with was pick these hides up, put them into a wheelbarrow, fill the wheelbarrow, wheel them to a scale, weigh them in, and lay them down. We didn't have fork trucks or pallets in the beginning. Mm. So I did that. And then I had huge muscles. Well, not so big, but anyway. But then I moved on into the beam house, which where they take the hides, and they remove the hair, they remove the flesh, put them into paddles, and with the paddles we destroy the hair. And now we take it out, we're ready to make leather, so we go into drums, we bake, pickle, and tan, and I don't, you can ask questions later if you'd like, but after you get the leather in a tan, then you've got something that is not putrescible and it will last, it's a permanent thing. And so I did that for 4 or 5 years that I was at Lowell,